wanting a mate, or needing a mate. Now, the following are some examples of audience members' questions that were attending one of our Abraham Hicks workshops. So, it seems like my wanting someone pushes them away, but my not wanting them brings them to me. Why does that happen?
When you want someone, but the dominant thought within you is about the lack of that person, then your most active vibration holds him or her away from you. When you do not want someone, but the dominant thought within you is about this unwanted person pursuing you, then he or she is drawn closer to you, by you. You are getting the essence of what you are thinking about, whether you want it or not.
Well, is this similar to the distinction between wanting and needing?
Yes, and that is a good way of thinking about this. When you want something and are thinking about how wonderful it will be to have it, your current emotion feels good because your current thought is a vibrational match to your true desire. But when you want something but you are currently thinking about not having it, about the absence or lack of it, your current emotion feels bad because your current thought is a vibrational mismatch to your true desire. The difference between wanting and needing is not just speaking different words. A pure state of desire or wanting always feels good because you are a vibrational match to what is in your vibrational reality. A state of need always feels bad because you are a vibrational match to the absence of your desires and are therefore a mismatch to your vibrational reality.